sin.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. That's Aerosmith from the album Aren't We Subtle. I am Paul Harris.
Record.
What? Ian Geis and Dan Strauss are here with me. And you can join us right now as well to play the Harris Challenge. As long as you have not been on in the last 60 days, our phone lines are open. 314-969-KTRS and 1-888-550-KTRS. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by Johnny Holzum and the Well Hungarians, who are playing all around town on a regular basis. They've got a busy summer coming up, but you can still see them every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton, where there's no cover charge and some pretty good food. And every Thursday night, the Well Hungarians are at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, also no cover charge, also some pretty good food. And full details on where they're going to be appearing for all the festivals and other stuff they're doing this summer on their website, wellhungarians.net. And let's meet our first contestant for the challenge today. Hello, Cortland.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the Harris Challenge, where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own five-second cheap plug opportunity. Use it to suck up to the boss, shout out to a friend, or a prearranged commercial endorsement.
I'd like to just say, blessed beginnings, traveling wedding vow service, personally wedding for you, 636-541-1398.
All right, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. We'll see which questions and categories come spilling out, led by Have You Been Paying Attention? That's category number one. Category two, the French Open. And category three, late night hosts not named Letterman. All right, Cortland. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. I'm going to ask you five questions with a maximum of 15 points. You don't have to get all of them. More than half will do to win you a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville. We also have from Werenberg Theaters.
Werenberg.
Movie passes. Your chance to see a free movie. Maybe The Avengers or Mad Max or Hot Pursuit or The Longest Drive, something like that. But we have lots of movies. And we've added a new prize, lunch at Lion's Choice, a certificate. We have a certificate for lunch at Lion's Choice.
All right, so you can have your choice of those prizes if you get 8 points or more, but if you do get all 15, we call it the clean sweep, and you get a bonus.
That's right. If you do get the clean sweep, you win a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park, 706 DeMund and Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a new bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sundays. So check jimmyscafe.com.
All right. So, Cortland, you've chosen late night hosts not named Letterman. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who premiered his late night show in 1989 and attracted a new, younger audience that regularly barked at him?
Arsenio Hall.
Correct. Which late night TV talk show host once was president of the Harvard Lampoon?
Pass.
On whose late-night TV show did John Lennon claim in 1972 that the FBI had him under surveillance?
Dick Cavett?
Correct. What network was Joan Rivers' late-night show on?
Oh, pass.
What was the name of the late-night talk show hosted by Tom Snyder from 1973 until he was replaced in 1982 by David Letterman?
Pass. I know of my own free choosing.
Back to the two-pointer. Which late-night TV talk show host was once president of the Harvard Lampoon? Take a guess.
Jimmy Fallon.
Conan O'Brien.
That was close.
Joan Rivers' show was on Fox, and Tom Snyder's show was called The Tomorrow Show. At that time, NBC had Today, Tonight, and Tomorrow. Cortland, you got the one-pointer and the three-pointer, and that's only 4 points.
Lay it on me.
That means you're below the winning threshold, and you're right there in the punishment zone. So here now to punish you, a guy on Reddit took every Michael Jackson record he could get his hands on and edited out all of the words, except for the grunts and sighs and other vocal noises that Michael Jackson made that aren't actual words. Listen. By the way, this is the soundtrack of a new Cirque du Soleil show.
Might be.
All right, that's enough.
Well, not the worst.
That's enough. Carlinda, I'm sorry you had to hear that, but I hope you have a good holiday weekend.
You too, Paul. Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. Thanks for playing. Contestant number two, Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. Mike, tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, just getting ready to wrap up work day. Looking forward to a three-day weekend. Not really anything to plug.
Wrap up the work day. It's 5:21 on a Friday before a three-day weekend.
I know.
What do you work? You work for yourself, don't you?
No, no.
The boss wouldn't let you go home early?
No, no. The job won't do itself.
All right.
Oh my goodness. Work has to be done.
Kind of like us. This job will not do itself.
Yeah.
That's right.
And by the way, it's not for lack of trying. Which category would you like, Mike? Have you been paying attention? The French Open or where in the world?
How about have you been paying attention?
60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Whose private emails were released by the U.S. State Department today?
Hillary Clinton.
Correct. Beginning next season, when an NFL team lines up to kick the extra point, instead of placing the ball on the 2-yard line, where will the ref place the ball?
Oh, I heard this. Is it the 15?
That's correct. What board game's official words list has been updated to include twerking, emoji, and radic?
Scrabble?
Correct. What arcade game with villains named Blinky, Pinky, Inky, and Clyde made its debut 35 years ago today?
Miss Pac-Man.
No, it was the first regular Pac-Man.
Oh.
What food are health officials investigating after an outbreak of salmonella that has sickened 53 people in 9 states? You need this for the win.
Oh, I heard this.
5 seconds.
Is it chicken? No, it's sushi.
What did you say?
It's a sushi. It was the tuna in the sushi.
Mike, that's a win. That's absolutely correct. It is the tuna in sushi or other raw tuna.
Way to
tuna
pull it out there in the end.
Yeah.
Nicely done. You got 11 points and you're a winner, Mike.
All right.
All right, stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes. We'll meet our third contestant now. Hello, Gene.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
Good. 5 seconds to plug whatever you like.
Just say hello to my husband, Jerry, and my kids and my son-in-law, Mary Christine and Matt, and Gabe and Abby.
All right. We have the French Open, Where in the World, or George Clooney movies is our new third category.
Ooh, man. I wanted the last one. I knew all those. Let's try the French Open.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. You'll be happy to hear this is not about the French Open tennis tournament.
Darn, I play tennis. That's why I picked.
Oh.
Okay, we'll see what happens.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which French landmark was closed today as staff went on strike over a rise in pickpocket gangs?
The Eiffel Tower.
Correct. On which French city's beaches did the D-Day landings take place on June 6, 1944?
Normandy.
Correct. If you rent a car in France, should you drive on the right or on the left?
The right.
Correct. In what century did the French Revolution take place?
The 18th.
It was 1789 to 1799. You're correct. This is for the clean sweep, Gene. What are the colors of the French flag?
Red, white, and green.
Oh, you are two-thirds of the way there. Red, white, and blue.
Really? Okay.
Just like ours, but doesn't look anything like ours. Gene, you got 10 points. You're a winner. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for playing. Stand by. Dan will get to you in a moment while I bring on Brian as our fourth contestant. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how's it going?
Take the 5 seconds and plug whatever you like.
I have nothing really to plug. Just like to pay tribute to all the veterans this weekend, especially those who gave their lives for our freedom.
All right. Two categories left. Where in the world or George Clooney movies?
Where in the world.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Brian. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What jurisdiction in this area is upset because St. Louis County wants to take over some of its city streets? What major American city announced it will raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2020?
Pass.
What country held a referendum today that could make it the first in the world to make same-sex marriage legal?
England.
Ireland. In what city were 170 people arrested this week after a biker gang shootout?
Waco.
Waco, Texas is right. At which military academy in New London, Connecticut, did President Obama give the commencement speech this week?
The West Point.
The Coast Guard. What jurisdiction in this area is upset because St. Louis County wants to take over some of its city streets?
Bonita Park.
It's Clayton. The county wants to take over some of the streets around county headquarters in downtown Clayton. And just for the record, West Point is in West Point, not in New London, Connecticut. The major American city that is raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2020 is Los Angeles. And so let's see how you did here. It looks like all you got was 4 points for Waco, Brian.
Not good.
Here's Michael. By the way, these are sounds from his songs, not from the settlement with that kid.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Get it.
Well, that breathing is just creepy now, isn't it? Yeah. Ever since I said that, I'm creeped out. All right, Brian, have a good weekend. Enjoy the holiday.
You too. Thanks,
Thank
man.
You very much for playing. And here comes our final contestant today. Hi, Dave.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. It's your 5 seconds. Exploit it.
Okay, if I don't do very good, I want to hear you do that Michael Jackson.
Not going to happen.
If you don't do very well, you're supposed
I'm
to say...
I'm going to try.
If you get the clean sweep, then he would do that.
Okay.
No, I'm not doing it then either.
All right.
You don't want to do that, huh?
No. Dave, your category is George Clooney movies. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie did Clooney and Sandra Bullock play astronauts?
Pass.
In what movie did Clooney co-star with Shailene Woodley as a father of three involved in a real estate dispute in Hawaii?
No, pass.
Let me just stop right now. Is there any reason to go on here, Dave?
No, not really, because I don't know George Clooney that well.
So you hung on the line.
So I got to stay here and listen to Michael Jackson.
I'm not even going to bother. It's a holiday weekend. Go off and enjoy it.
Poor Dave.
Well, here, you got three more questions. Throw them out of the dust here.
All right. Do you know the movie he and Sandra Bullock played astronauts
Gravity.
In?
Gravity.
Yeah. Do you know the movie he was in with Shailene Woodley?
I
don't know that one.
The Descendants. In what movie, partially filmed in St. Louis, did he co-star with Anna Kendrick, Vera Farmiga, and Dan Strauss?
Yeah, Up in the Air.
Right. In what movie did Clooney co-star with and direct Davis Strathairn as Edward R. Murrow?
Ooh. Wow.
It's a five-word saying that Murrow used as his sign-off all the time.
I'll see you tomorrow night. Isn't that it?
No, that was Brian Williams.
No, that was Tom Brokaw.
Good night and good luck.
Good night and good luck. Oh.
Here's the last one. In the movies Ocean 11, Ocean's 12, and Ocean's 13, his character's last name was Ocean. What was his first name?
Danny.
Danny yeah. Ocean. Let's see, you got the 5, you got the 3, you got the 1, you got 9 points, and...
Let's split them, Dan.
All right.
We're going to Lions Choice.
Hold on just a second. I got to look at the rule book. Hold on. Here it is. Paragraph 42B, subparagraph 3. I'm sorry, according to the rules, not eligible for the prizes.
We haven't won in 60 days.
Sorry, guys. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who are going to be spending this summer playing lots of county fairs and state fairs and festivals all over the country for the next few months. These are great events. If you see that they're going to be anywhere near you, take the family, take the kids, take your parents, go see the Well Hungarians. They also do shows at wineries. They do a couple of great weekends at Shady Gators down at the lake. You can download their app for details of all of their shows. The Well Hungarians app is for Android or iPhone, and you can also go to the recently relaunched website where you can also get cuts of their new album. That's wellhungarians.net. The album's called Bonafide. It's also available on iTunes, Amazon, and a couple dozen other legal download sites. We thank Johnny Holsom and the Well Hungarians for sponsoring the Harris Challenge for all of these months. They will return with us in the fall when they're done with the festival circuit,
yes,
right?
Yes, they will, yes.
But we'll have a new sponsor when the Harris Challenge returns 2 weeks from today.
We will.
Exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.